Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
A good Thursday morning, and it's a bit cooler. Folks around town have a little bit more of a upward turn in their mouths as they're smiling at the fact that we got some rain on Tuesday, which helped out the situation with Marion's water. Now, we didn't get quite as much as probably some folks might figure, a little over half an inch in town. And although it ripped and snorted down on the south end of the county, less than a quarter of an inch in some places. So the rainfall was very welcome. It cooled things off after we've had some pretty brutal heat. The respite, at least temporary as it may be, is nice right now. Particularly as the city of Marion continues to battle its water shortages. For the first time in over 2 years, Marion has begun purchasing water from Crittenden Livingston Water District. The city's buying about 30 gallons a minute to supplement its strained supply from Lake George, which, as most of you know, has struggled since the levee was intentionally breached in 2022 to prevent it from breaking down. Officials have declared a local state of emergency, and conservation efforts remain in effect. Crittenden Livingston, due to some power outages, actually had to cut Marion off a little bit on Tuesday, but that was expected to be restored pretty quickly, as was. And if you hadn't seen this week's Crittenden Press, grab one. Lead story is Russell Vince, 11-year-old son of Marion's Mark and Kim Vince, won the junior division of the ham contest at the state fair last week. And it's the second time that a Crittenden County youth has won that state fair grand championship in the ham contest. And we're going to hear a very clever speech from young Russell Vince. You will find this very interesting as he performs the speech for us that he did at the state fair. And he is characterizing himself as the ham itself in this speech.
My name is Russell Vince, and I'm here to give you a speech entitled A Year in the Life of a Ham, told by the ham. There I was, fresh off the pig, full of potential, ready to become something great. People see me now and my journey is complete, hanging up, looking all golden and impressive, and think I've had it easy? Oh no. My journey has been long, salty, smoky, and frankly, kind of smelly. Let's go back to the beginning. First, I had to be rubbed down with salt. Let me tell you, it was like a day at the world's worst spa. No cucumbers in my eyes, just cold, grainy salt packed into every nook and cranny. And it wasn't just a general pat down either. Oh no, it was serious business. I was rubbed, pressed, flipped, and packed again. They made sure to get into the hock, the hip, and even under the bone. I heard them say, we've got to get all the moisture out. I was moist, but not anymore. Getting all the moisture out of me wasn't just for fun. It's what keeps me from going bad. Reducing my moisture by 20 to 25% means no bacteria, no spoilage. It's the first big step from turning me from raw meat into a long-lasting, flavor-packed country ham. Next up, time to chill, literally. I sat in the cooler for a couple of weeks, just laying there, thinking about life. Nothing to do but rest and soak up the salt. They even came back 2 weeks later and salted me again. I started to feel different, stronger, tougher, maybe even tastier. About a month later, I got a nice rinse and a fresh outfit, a cotton sock, stylish, right? Then they hung me up in a warehouse. No comfy chair, no visitors, no YouTube, just a nail, sock, and time. I swung there the rest of winter and spring, drying out slowly, aging like a fine ham. That hanging time, it's important.
Well, I apologize for that kind of scratchy recording, but the best I could do in a pinch, so to speak. But again, that's young Russell Vince, Grand Champion Hammer. And we'll be right back in just a moment after this message from Marion Tourism Commission.
If you have a classic car, vintage truck, make plans next Thursday night to meet at Marion Commons at Marion City Hall. Show and Shine's monthly car shows are held the fourth Thursday of every month, sponsored by Marion Tourism Commission. Participants are encouraged to register at each show to be entered into a $500 prize drawing at the end of the season, September 25th. It's a great event for car enthusiasts. Shine them up and swap stories at Show and Shine.
In local news, a Crittenden County man accused of killing his father in 2022 in the rural eastern part of Crittenden County is now set to stand trial more than 4 years later. Timothy W. Paris, 41, of Marion, faces capital murder charges in the shooting death of his father, Jerry Paris. Circuit Judge Daniel Hetty has scheduled the case for jury selection on March 27th, 2026, with trial dates to run through April 1st. In other court news, grand juries in Crittenden and Livingston counties both met last week and handed down indictments that ranged from custodial interference and burglary to drug trafficking, wanton endangerment, and non-support charges. In another case, bond was set for two of three people charged in the February shooting in Mexico in a community in South Crittenden County that left a man injured from a gunshot wound. Jonathan Chase York remains held on a $500,000 bond. Allison Robinson's bond was set at $250,000. And Travis Robinson asked the judge not to even set bond in his case, so he is being held without bond. Some upcoming events and meetings in Marion and Crittenden County and Livingston County here on Thursday, 8:30 this morning. The Crittenden County Fiscal Court will meet at the county office complex. It will be discussing its tax rate for 2025. That meeting convenes at 8:30 a.m. Livingston Conservation District will meet at Deer Lakes Golf Course this morning at 8 a.m. And the Crittenden Conservation District meets at 6:30 p.m. at its office in Marion on East Belleville Street. The open houses for Crittenden County High School and Crittenden County Middle School will be tonight, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. That event will be held at Rocket Arena. We'll be right back with sports and other news in just a moment.
H&H Home and Hardware, the name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
And don't forget, H&H has opened a new store over in Sturgis in Union County. In local sports, the Crittenden Press this week previews the upcoming Rocket football season, which kicks off on Friday night at Marshall County. The Crittenden County Rockets go into this game historically 0-5 against the Marshals, which is a 6A team. Kickoff will be at 7 p.m. That high school field is in Draffinville. Crittenden County soccer team is off to a great start. They are 3-0 to begin the season, and we're playing in the semifinal round of the All-A Classic on Tuesday night when lightning and weather interrupted that match. So it has been postponed and will be resumed tonight over at Eddyville. Again, that's the Class A semifinals as Crittenden County takes on Caldwell County. That game still had a good bit left in the first half, and Caldwell County was ahead 1-0. The volleyball team lost its opener at home on Tuesday night. Crittenden County lost to Marshall County in straight sets. Junior pro football gets underway this weekend. On Saturday will be the preseason jamboree, and that will be over in Hopkins County. Just wanted to mention two other individuals that participated in the state fair. Now, we had a lot of youngsters from Crittenden County, 4-H folks and others, FFA folks at the state fair. But two in particular did very well in the ham contest. Caroline Martin and Brooklyn Lavelle both earned awards in that competition in the ham and speech program. In local outdoors, squirrel hunters got underway last weekend. This will be the second weekend of the late summer, early fall, you might say, squirrel season, which opened August 16th and runs through November 7th. And then there's just a short weekend off for those squirrels as the deer season comes into play. The rifle deer season comes into play on November 8th. They, for some reason, they shut squirrel season off for 2 days for the deer hunters. Go figure that. Dove season will get underway on September 1st. Canada goose season opens on September 1st and runs through September 15th. That's the early season. And for all you deer hunters, get ready because the archery season opens September 6th and runs all the way through January 19th. And that also corresponds with turkey archery season. Wild turkey hunting also begins with bow and arrow on September 6th. That's a wrap on this morning's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.